I'm talking to Gillian Matthew, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Management of Patients on NHS Waiting Lists, an audit update. Gillian, can you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
Well, we reviewed progress by the NHS and how they're managing their waiting lists. We published a report in February, which was a Scotland-wide review of waiting lists. This was after it was found NHS Lothian had been manipulating their waiting lists. And at that time, we made a number of recommendations, as did the Parliament and Board's internal auditors. And this report follows up on progress since then.
And what have you found?
Well, we found that the Scottish Government and the NHS have worked to implement the recommendations from the reports. And they're implementing better controls and audit trails. They're also improving the information they're using for monitoring and reporting. And then the trend on the use of unavailability codes has continued to fall. Boards now have new codes that help them to identify any problems they have in treating patients locally, and they're using this as part of their monitoring. But it has taken time to make changes to electronic systems to incorporate the new guidance and the audit recommendations. But the Scottish Government and NHS are working to resolve this.
Your report that you published in February, in that you were very critical of the NHS in areas such as its management and oversight of waiting lists. This report's far more positive. So does this reflect sort of genuine progress that the NHS has made? Do you still have some concerns?
We do think the NHS has improved how they're managing waiting lists since we published our last report, but there are still some areas that we feel further work is needed. Over the past few months, the Scottish Government and the NHS have worked together to implement the audit recommendations, and we found that NHS boards are implementing better controls and audit trails, and they've improved the information that they're using for monitoring and reporting. But this is an important issue for patients, and boards and Scottish Government need to continue to monitor it closely.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Well, we make a number of recommendations in our report. Some of the key ones are for ISD Scotland and NHS boards to work together to implement as quickly as possible the further changes that are needed to be made to boards' electronic systems, so the boards can provide detailed inpatient waiting times data to ISD Scotland. NHS boards also need to make sure that their management of waiting lists includes scrutinising how they use all waiting list codes, not just unavailability codes. And they also need to make sure that letters they send to patients about their treatment time guarantee are clear and provide detailed information, and also implement our previous recommendation about ensuring that patients with additional support needs are identified to make sure that they provide them with the required support.